Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Anna and Amelia with your 8 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, news law passed yesterday by Queensland Parliament will move towards adopting midwife-to-patient ratio and create a better access to abortion services in the state. Legislation passed by the Miles government yesterday aims to increase patient safety in maternity wards and introduce to a midwife-to-patient ratio that counts newborns as individual patient. The rollout of midwife-to-patient ratio will commence this year with one midwife to six patients at public maternity wards.
A Townsville resident has been fined for clearing a driveway to his property through a national park. Frank Jones was charged with 11 counts of destruction relating to clearing nearly 2 kilometres of bushland in Bowling Green Bay National Park, south of Townsville. Queensland Park and Wildlife Senior Conservation Officer Craig Dunk said Mr. Jones was warned about clearing the area, which included protected species of marine plants and mangroves.
In national news, the gender pay gap is at a record low on International Women's Day 2024, according to the Australian Council of Trade Unions. This is a result of recent campaigning by union women to institute changes such as an 8.6% increase in national minimum wage, access to multi-level bargaining in female-dominated workspace, and improved reporting to a workspace gender equality agency. ACTU Secretary Sally McManus claimed that throughout history, it has been Australian union women who have led the way in making the country fairer and more equal.
The Albanese government announced their decision to pay superannuation on government-funded parental leave yesterday afternoon. The Australian Council of Social Services have established this as a significant progress for a fairer superannuation system, particularly benefiting women. ACOS CEO Cassandra Goldie stated, "Every single dollar added to someone's superannuation account matters. Ensuring women can accumulate more superannuation helps close the gap that leaves them with a quarter less retirement savings than men on average."
In international news, US President Joe Biden will announce plans to provide humanitarian assistance through a temporary Gaza aid port. A spokesperson for the White House claimed a plan to collaborate with the United Nations and other humanitarian organizations was proposed, but did not provide further information on building a pier. Malnutrition has been a critical issue for Palestinians, with 300,000 people surviving on animal fodder in the Gaza Strip.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partially cloudy with a moderate chance of rain in the afternoon. It is currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 11, which is in the extreme band.
That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back with 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or heading to 4ZZZ.org.au.